Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I spoke with pianist Kirill Gerstein in early 2015 when he was performing with the Philadelphia Orchestra. I asked him about his new recording of Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto, which was soon to be released.
Yes, it's a world premiere recording of the first concerto of Tchaikovsky, which might raise your eyebrows. You might wonder why we call it a world premiere, because this is one of the most often played and recorded concertos, I think, in the repertoire. However, what is less known about the piece is that what is commonly known as the first piano concerto of Tchaikovsky is actually a version of the piece that was rather heavily edited posthumously and contains a lot of changes and a lot of alterations that are not by the composer himself. And there's a new edition coming out in Russia this year. This year is the anniversary year of Tchaikovsky, 175 years since his birth, as well as 140 years since the premiere of the concerto. Actually, the world premiere took place in Boston in 1875. So the new edition has finally managed, really for the first time, to sort out the differences between the own versions of the composer, of which there are two, the first version from 1875 and then the second version from 1879, when he optimized a few things from his first version. And this 1879 version is what Tchaikovsky then conducted until 1893, until he died, including in his very last public concert, the concert when he premiered the Sixth Symphony, Pathétique, also included in the program the first piano concerto. So that's the version that we've now recorded, and using this new critical, scholarly text from Moscow for the first time, and that is quite different, and in my opinion, in a very positive way, quite different from the posthumous version. That is the one that has been prevalent in concert practice and on recordings for the past 100 plus years.
That's so amazing. How did that come to be?
You mean the confusion between the versions? Well, there's several factors to it. One is that the editor is most likely the one that made the changes, is Mr. Zilotti, who was a student of Tchaikovsky, and it's well known that he made many alterations for the second piano concerto of Tchaikovsky that have since also more and more been going out of fashion, and so the preference is more and more given to Tchaikovsky's original text in the second concerto. In the first concerto, the story is more murky, but it does seem that Zilotti was the one that made the changes, and so he actually went around, including there's an interview with the New York Times in 1929 where he claims that Tchaikovsky approved these changes, but then he presents several historical facts that are incorrect. And in fact, there were no further editions of the concerto until after Tchaikovsky's death, and there's no correspondence between Zilotti and Tchaikovsky that shows Tchaikovsky approving these changes. And the fact that we actually have the score that Tchaikovsky himself used to conduct the concerto from in this last concert 8 days before he died, thus so manifesting the last known intentions of Tchaikovsky regarding his concerto, the publisher made it also more complicated to identify what came before and after Tchaikovsky's death, because they would reprint the same edition with the same plate numbers on the bottom while entering more and more changes into it. So basically, if you would come to the shop and buy the edition of the concerto in 1889, and in 1894, 95, after Tchaikovsky died, it would look like the same music with the same publisher's number and everything. But in fact, there were more and more changes creeping in. So that's been a difficult thing to distinguish and identify. That's part of the work of the editors of this new volume that's coming out. So these limited and confused printing runs, a student of Tchaikovsky going around saying, these are Tchaikovsky's changes and not mine, but this seems to be sort of unbased on all the documentary evidence. So that's how it prevailed. It's interesting that already in 1912, there was a very important student of Tchaikovsky, Sergei Taneyev, who was a teacher of Rachmaninoff and Scriabin. And Taneyev was actually the first pianist to play the Tchaikovsky first concerto in Moscow, and he was part of the team of copyists that helped Tchaikovsky prepare the original parts, etc. So already in 1912, we have a letter from Taneyev that says it is time to cross out the editorial editions of overzealous helpers and go back to the text of the piece that Tchaikovsky originally intended. So that was in 1912, and these attempts have crept up through the decades. In the 1950s, there was an attempt to separate again what is by Tchaikovsky and what is not by Tchaikovsky in this concerto, but until now, the situation has been so much less clear.
And how did you get involved in this?
I was in touch with the archive and museum of Tchaikovsky in Russia because of an article I was writing for the New York Review of Books about a year and a half ago, where it was so about a particular question in the second movement of the concerto. But I got my answer from there because they have the manuscripts and all the sources there. But that's when the lady, Mrs. Weidman, who is the chief editor and researcher of the archive, she told me, well, we have this new forthcoming edition of the concerto and everything will be explained there. And then I said, well, actually, this is very curious. I've heard that there are these different versions, but again, my knowledge, as I think most colleagues, is so a bit murky on the subject. And she said, oh, well, I can let you see the text of the concerto and in this upcoming edition. And then when I saw that and compared it to the prevalent version, then to me it was clear that this is not just a musical archaeological interest, but actually what is by Tchaikovsky is better and better serves the musical idea than the posthumously edited one. And that's when I asked, well, would it be possible to use it for a performance or for a recording? And they were actually very happy to allow me the access to the materials so we could make this recording, and hopefully that helps publicize the existence of the topic and also the upcoming edition. So the hope is that when next time somebody decides to learn or program Tchaikovsky First Piano Concerto, that at least there's an awareness of the different versions, and at least the conscious decision will have to be taken. Well, do we play the one that we know is not by Tchaikovsky, but we're used to, or do we play the one that we know has been accurately established as one that's closest to his to what he himself heard and conducted?
And how is it different? Is there a way to summarize it?
Yes, well, there are different features. There are hundreds of small differences of articulation dynamics in the orchestra and in the piano part, but this is not... to name in particular, the opening chords are different than usual. There is a cut in the third movement that we're used to hearing the last movement with about 30 seconds of music missing that Tchaikovsky had written, and that so negatively alters the balance of the movement without that part. But to summarize it, basically it seems that the concerto is a much more lyrical, and if I can say, much more musical of a piece than what we're used to hearing, because it so even has this so war horse concerto reputation, and that it's a rather sportive, athletic, virtuosic show piece. And so when all these alterations are reverted and one goes back to Tchaikovsky's text, Tchaikovsky's dynamic markings, and the way he writes things for the piano, which in some places has been had also been altered, then I think the resulting impression is that it's a more lyrical, more musical, in some way you could say, more Schumannesque piece than what we're used to. And I think, in my opinion, that's a very positive direction to see and to play and to hear the piece in. And I think the way Tchaikovsky writes for the piano without the editorial interventions is more aligned to that. It's so some of the passages and some of the pianistic layout of the texture is better aligned to serve this lyrical character of the piece.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.